We have an anachronism in our country for the greatest of all time. We call that the GOAT. I'm going to tell you today, based on our scripture, you do not want to be the GOAT. Our scripture today comes from Matthew, and it describes a basic tenet of our faith, that as we serve those who have less than us, we also serve our God. Hear the words of Matthew. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand, and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me." Then he will say to those at his left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?" Then he will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Jim. Have you ever had a scripture like stuck in your head or part of it, and you're kind of excited about it and you really liked it, and then you went and looked it up and you realized that you didn't maybe like all the verses around it or the title of it? Yeah, the title for this section in the Bible that I read calls it "The Judgment of the Nations." Let us pray. Gracious God, in the light of this day, you have called us to be in this place. You have begged us to bury ourselves in your word and to know your love. Lord, help us to hear you this day. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. So last Sunday, I know most of you already know this, right? But last Sunday afternoon, the Wanakee community packed their 4 millionth meal, right? 800 volunteers from this area got together and packed meals. And I wasn't there, but I'm pretty sure that not all 800 folks the whole day touched that millionth meal, right? That 4 millionth meal, right? But they all had a part of it in some way, because without their actions, the rest of the day, that meal wouldn't have happened. And they didn't pack just that one meal and call it the 400th million meal, right? They packed 251,240 meals. Did you hear that number? It was huge. 251,240 meals were packed in this community last week. Now, I don't know the names of any of the folk that are going to eat those meals. Best I can do is look up where those meals are going. An orphan train are the organizers, the people that they worked with here in Wanakee, to share those meals with people. And they're going to share them with the Ukraine and kids and families in Haiti that are connected with the Feed My Lambs orphanage and school. And they also shared some of those meals with the Dane County Community Action Coalition, who will distribute the meals to local food pantries. And when I was thinking about that, I heard verse 35. For I was hungry and you gave me food, I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. On Monday nights, our church opens its doors and has volunteers here to allow folks to come who have the desire to learn the English language. We have volunteers, we have interpreters on hand to teach language, we have people who just try, right? We have people to play with kids and offer support for those who are new to the English language and mostly who are new to our area as well. Verse 35b, I was a stranger and you welcomed me. Now those are easy, quick hits, right? To think of that scripture and think of how we are trying to live that out. They're beautiful examples for us who, well, I think most of you, right? And although we don't like to say we're sheep, right? Because people have bad connotations, but most of us probably call ourselves sheep of the flock, right? Who want to be included in Jesus's people, right? So we are trying to quite literally follow the commandment that Jesus lays out in this scripture today. But I will admit to you, I know you get a lot of confessions, don't you, from here? Oof, I wasn't even raised Catholic. But I will admit to you that sometimes I feel like I'm not living up to or fulfilling my call as a follower of Jesus. And so when those happen to me, I have to try to make a list and remember the things that I have done that might benefit others. You saw my Elizabeth today, right? She's our third child, and she just turned two. And one of the things that she says the most is, I try. I try. She rarely says, I can't. Her brother and sister say that enough, so maybe she thinks it's used up, right? But whenever there's something to do, she looks up at me and says, I try. I try. Her second one is, I help. I help, Mama. Yeah. She wants to help. She wants to do. She wants to see if she can. It is that voice that I keep hearing when I read the scripture for today. And it's that voice that I hope I keep hearing. Because, truth be told, as we age, sometimes we believe that we no longer have the ability to do or to try. Sometimes our bodies no longer work the way that we would hope that they would, right? And I think that our aged population gives themselves, and sometimes we do it too, a bum rap, right? We're hard on each other and on ourselves. We make apologies for what we think we can't do instead of appreciating what we are doing. That internal forgiveness that we need to offer ourselves and to others, I think of that as grace. Grace. So friends, if we are the sheep, or what some people will call the kingdom of God, right? If we are the kingdom of God here on earth, then what do we do? What do we say? What do we think? And what do we pray? We don't want to be the people who, like, look at me and what I've done, right? And we don't need trophies or awards for our actions. But if we spend some time in thoughtful reflection, are there ways that you and I have tried to be the kingdom of God on earth? To help out those that some might call the least, the lost, or them who are sitting in the lowest position. I shared with you, I think it was last week, but who knows. I shared with you that I'm like a doer, right? I like to look for the action part of things. I have trouble sitting still, Until I sit still, then I'm really good at it. But I have trouble with the concept of not doing, right? So when I read this scripture, I get kind of excited because it says that I can do, I can serve, I can be, right? My get or done attitude fits in well in this space, right? But I'm reminded that all those actions only matter if serving God is what's in my heart, if loving God is what's in my heart. And I'll tell you, I don't really like this scripture at all when I see the part at the end with the finality of our decisions and how each thing we does could lead us to sit on one side or the other. And I really don't like it when I make those little lists in my head about how I'm going to sit with the goats on the left side of Jesus. And it's taken me a while, but I'll try to say it. I don't like the idea of eternal punishment that's referenced in this scripture. No take-backs. Yeah. But I think that this scripture really has a deeper conviction for me, perhaps for you too. Maybe you'll agree. That Jesus is teaching us that it's not about a big neon sign flashing saying, here's where you help to get into the kingdom of God. Boop, 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 boop. Right? And it's not always as obvious as a person standing on the street corner asking for food or money. Right? The times when we are asked to serve God and God's people aren't necessarily going to just jump out at us like a ghost in the corn maze, right? It might be harder for us to recognize how and when we should serve, especially if our internal mindset, compass, or thoughts lead us to forget that we are Jesus' sheep. But the real sticking point in this scripture for me, the challenge for maybe you too, is that I was raised on a gold star chart. Anyone else? Mom, you know, go buy the blue stickers, red stickers, whatever, all these beautiful stars, and she'd make this awesome chart. Brush your teeth, put your clothes away, make your bed, right? Help with supper, set the table, right? And if you did those, you got a sticker, and you got to put it up there, right? And you got so many stickers, you got a prize. Yes, she learned it in a parenting class. She tried it many times. Rarely worked well for us. Yeah. Once in a while. It's usually the louder voice that catches our attention. Yeah. But the sticking point for me is that if we're people who are living in the light of Christ, and that living in the light of Christ might be the call of our heart, that isn't actually dependent on how many stickers, stars, or awards we get in serving and loving each other. Maybe it's more clear to say that Jesus didn't teach that good deeds are the basis of our salvation. That God, what God does for us, is the only way into eternal life, not what we do. That we are saved by God's grace, not our words, and that God intends for all to receive God's grace and good works. That true faith is more than just claiming, I got faith, right? And genuine love is more than just saying, I love you, right? That salvation doesn't come from the things that we do or the acts of compassion for others, but it comes from loving and serving God. But if you truly love and serve God, Jesus compels us to think what actions might come out of that love. How can you show that you're grateful for God's grace? I don't know anyone who's ever labeled themselves sheep or goat. But until a certain election year, I didn't know anyone who labeled themselves Democrat or Republican on their shirt either. I remember when that happened for me, when people started separating. And I don't know if the world just started separating more or if my eyes were finally open to people claiming names. But I'm not going to stand up here and tell you I'm a sheep or a goat. I'd be embarrassed if I was one and not the other, right? And in fact, I think some people, when the final labels come, will be surprised which one they get. Because we don't like to separate ourselves from each other, especially not like that. And most people who will end up in one category or the other won't necessarily know which action or inaction gave them that label. We think of sheep as faithful, kind, the compassionate ones, the ones with hope, the ones who serve without reward, right? But they're good people. They're ones who serve blindly and fully and to the best of their abilities. And when we think about those goats on the left, they'll be just as perplexed that they ended up there, wondering when they had missed an opportunity for service or not answered God's call. I expect that they'll be upset because they thought, I must have missed an invitation for healing and love. And they'll be in awe that they hadn't done what they should have done when they should have done it, because they don't remember anyone ever asking them to. No one came to them and said, if you serve me, you're serving God with your heart, and therefore, woohoo, you'll get in. Friends, I firmly believe there'll be no neon light, no bullhorn announcement of when we are to serve God's people. I don't expect that we'll even know when our service mattered to someone else. Rarely do we really know the return of our actions. But I do expect that every time that we serve one another, whether they want to be called the least, the lost, or the last, I'm confident that Jesus will be pleased. And that if our hearts can hear Jesus' word because we know it, that's when our response with love in action will ensure that God's will be done. May we be so blessed to be a blessing. With God's help, may it be so. Amen.